financing during the show.
St. Louis RV welcomes all trades, RV or auto. We also service all makes and models. Free flat screen TVs with all purchases. St. Louis RV Show, Bryan and 70 in O'Fallon, Missouri. Free admission, 314-743-3939.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Kick off the season with a winning team by choosing Hackett Security to watch your home while you're watching the game. Hi, I'm Mike Kelly. Hackett Security has a system to meet every budget while adhering to strict installation and monitoring guidelines, good enough for the Department of Defense. They're a local Missouri company with on-site 24/7 monitoring. Who will be watching your home while you're watching the game? Hackett Security. We're looking out for you. Call 314-432-4200 or go to HackettSecurity.com.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
Dated my wife, these guys were huge. Simon and Garfunkel. And she had her family had a big console stereo. We've talked about these before. The big console with a TV in it, a record player, a radio.
The lid on the top.
Oh, yeah, big old mahogany lid. And I'd go over and we'd put the Simon and Garfunkel album on, The Boxer, Mrs. Robinson, Bridge Over Troubled Water. And make out in the living room, which wasn't easy to do because it was a little bitty house and there was always somebody right around the corner. It was real small. So you had to be careful. But when I hear this Simon and Garfunkel stuff, it just reminds me how different music is now. There's nothing. I mean, these guys were huge.
I had this cassette, the Greatest Hits cassette, when I was like in seventh or eighth grade. Yeah. For some reason, I loved it. I loved their music.
But is there anybody that does music that sounds anything like this? I don't
know.
It's just a different time and a different kind of music. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. This is Cindy. Hello, Cindy.
Hello, Frank, and everybody else. And I'm AM and the PM.
Well, thank you.
Hi, Cindy.
And I just wanted to let you know that I'm one of those weird creatures you spoke of. I'm a woman with a CPAP.
Well, you're in. There aren't many of you, I don't think.
No, there's not as many of us as there are men.
Now, do you get, when you wear makeup to bed, the CPAP smear that I talked to?
No, I don't get the CPAP smear. I do, well, yearly, but.
Here's what amazes me. I don't, you know what, how did we even get on this? I didn't even mean for this to be a topic.
When you're talking about grinding your teeth.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Oh, the mouth guard,
And I didn't even expect this to be a topic. You can't, Cindy, you cannot believe the people who have called here who are on. This is a huge business, this sleep apnea thing. But Peon had a good point.
It makes such a big difference.
Peon had a good point. It's also a business that would be easy to scam people with. For example, you might tell a patient, well, you need a CPAP machine, and maybe they get a piece of the action when maybe they really don't. I mean, you're taking...
No, because there's the card that's in the device itself.
No, that's what we hear.
It reads it. And so if you're... like breathing normally, that gets turned into the insurance company too. They're going to go, she doesn't need this anymore.
No, when you originally take your test, though, it'll be easy to maybe fudge the.
Yeah, if you're taking, they said, well, we analyzed it, and you stopped breathing 58 times. Maybe you really didn't. But you
some
know
people
the difference
are
because
the...
you sleep now.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a night and day difference.
Are you married?
No.
Why is that funny?
Why it works so well.
Now that you laugh at that, have you been married?
I've been divorced for 19 years, though. 19 beautiful years. And,
19 beautiful years.
Yeah, and I've had my CPAP for, like, since about 2006.
All right, 19 years divorced. Are you getting any action?
Occasionally, when I get lucky.
Yeah,
Cindy. And, of course, when the man is around, you don't throw on the mask, I don't guess.
No.
That could scare a guy off.
Yeah. Just send him home afterwards.
There's only a few things I hold back, and that's one of them.
Yeah, well, she doesn't hold back, she says.
Oh,
yeah. Only the mask. Wow.
That sounds
real good.
Well, Cindy, thanks for the CPAP report. Is there anything else we can do for you?
Yes, I do want to put a bulletin out.
All right, hang on. And now, a bulletin. Let's go to Cindy. Cindy, what do you have?
55 southbound was backing up to Butler Hill about 40 minutes ago. So by now, it's got to be well past the interchange of 270, 55. Don't go on 55 southbound.
You've done a great service.
Thank you. And also, one more thing.
Sure.
Especially for these men, CPAP, or sleep apnea, is kind of related to atrial fibrillation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a lot of men that have, or people, I guess women too, that have AFib or also have CPAP. And if you have a sleep apnea and you get taken care of, you're more prone to get AFib, and AFib could kill you.
You're like a doctor.
No, just a nurse.
Oh, you are a nurse. Oh. Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, I fibbed a couple times in my life.
If you have sleep apnea, you really should get it taken care of.
All right. Well, that's coming from a nurse, everybody.
Yeah.
Cindy, you call here anytime. I like you.
Well, thank you. I like you guys, too.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And I say that because I think we will talk to her again.
Yeah.
She sounds like a person who enjoys talking to us. Let's talk to Kendrick. Hello, Kendrick. How are you?
I'm doing good, Frank. How you doing?
Let me check. Hang on. I'm doing great. It doesn't take much to please
him. No.
What's up?
Well, I'm a big fan of the show. I gave you some impressions over the times, but I like to just announce the fact that my wife just went into labor with our third child and my second son.
All right.
Now, you said she went through labor. How does that differ?
Into labor.
Oh, into labor.
Yeah,
she
went in.
Did they give you a timeline? When's she going to?
Well, get this, Frank. She had a doctor's appointment today that she drove herself to, and right about an hour in the appointment waiting, she went into labor.
So
that's
she
a good woman. She did it all
drove
herself.
Herself to the doctor.
Because
you were probably busy.
I was at work, and she went to her appointment and said, hey, they said, you're going into labor right now.
Now, this is your third, right?
Yeah.
So what do you have, a boy, girl, two boys, two girls? What do you have?
I have two boys and a girl. This is my second boy.
All right. That's a good number, three. I had three. I've had it do over and had five or six. They're the best. They're the best. Good luck to your wife, and thank you for letting us in on it. If you want to call once the child is born, we'll be happy to take that call.
Okay, I just want to tell her I love her, and I love my family, and I just want to thank God for them.
Good for you, Kendrick. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks.
We got the best people.
Mm-hmm.
We just do. Like Linda. Linda, how are you?
Hi, fine, Frank. How are you?
I'm great.
Okay, well, I haven't called in a long time, but I'm still AM in the PM.
Well, of course you are.
Hallelujah. I called because about 40 years ago, a girl I knew died in her sleep.
Hmm.
She was 27 years old.
Wow.
She had been a Playboy bunny. She was not a heavy person.
Okay.
But her husband woke up in the morning. She didn't. Three small children, no mom.
Wow.
She had been... they used to say she snored like a B-52.
Mm.
Now, you remember 8.5 years ago, you played a tape of your wife snoring.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's
yes,
right.
You did.
Frightening.
And, I mean, I remember parking outside the QT and waiting till you did it before I would go in because I wanted to hear this thing you were going to play.
And it was an actual, there was no enhancement. My wife snores like somebody saw in logs, as they say.
She needs to be tested. Snoring is a very serious situation, and she too could die in her sleep.
No, that would be terrible.
Well,
wow, man. Yeah, you're not supposed to say that.
Mentioned it to her doctor, and
that's my line. Well, but here's the deal. Don't most people snore? I mean, I snore. Don't most people snore after they get
to
a certain age?
Extent, yes, but, you know, I mean, you're there. Do you ever notice her actually gasping for breath after a big, long snore?
I wish I could see her gasping in bed for something, or breathing heavy or anything.
You'd have to go in her bedroom to see that.
I would. No, I've never noticed her, not gasping for air or anything. Her biggest problem, we've talked about before, is she gets these massive Charlie horses because... Again, she works out all the time. I don't work out. I don't get those.
Well, potassium is usually a problem, you know, a situation where she could eat a half a banana.
Oh, no, she's all up on all that stuff. But my point is, no, she snores, but I've never known, and she's never mentioned gasping for air, nor have I ever heard her gasp. I think it's just there's snoring and there's sleep apnea. There's dangerous snoring, and then there's just snoring.
Yeah, well, I hope it's not dangerous, but like I said, it wouldn't hurt to mention it and maybe go in for a test.
Okay, Linda.
You know, sometimes the dentist can actually make her a little thing she could wear that would keep her from snoring. She could mention that when she goes to Ballast.
Okay, see, Linda knows Ballast. Okay. All right, Linda, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
She got one of those machines, though. That would restrict all the... Mm-hmm. Action you guys have in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want that.
Put a crimp in it.
Honey, I can't do that tonight.
I don't want anything to interfere with that.
I have something over my mouth.
Hello, Joe, what's going on?
Frank?
Yes, sir.
Hey, first off, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, listen, I just wanted to tell you, we're picking up a couple new Silverados, four-wheel drive extended cabs from Johnny Longo tomorrow.
A couple?
Yeah, actually, they're going to deliver them. They're also bringing four people to drive four trade-ins back.
Wow.
That's service.
Yep. I work for a construction company, and the guy that was running, that was buying these trucks went to Weber because that's where he bought the last few trucks from. And I told him, I said, look, we have got to well, that's too far away. Mm. I don't want to drive down there I said, just call them. Well, we called them. The guy came out. I think his name was Chris.
Okay.
Looked at our four trade-ins, shot us a number, and blew the competition away.
Wow.
Not uncommon. Not uncommon.
Yep.
Well, we appreciate it.
So tomorrow at noon, I'll be in a brand new Silverado.
Call us from your new Silverado.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Joe. They appreciate it. We appreciate it. Thank you, Joe. There's apparently a big water main break at Landolf today. He was supposed to be on today, and I haven't talked to him. I got a text. I don't know the extent of it, but I think something froze and burst. And
I saw some footage. I don't know if it was the same water break, but they just had some footage on the news there. And
so was it like a city break? It wasn't just a dealership thing?
I just saw a street that was flooded, so there may be a couple.
Wow.
You know, that always happens.
Yeah,
but
in this cold, then that just turns to ice sheets,
right.
And that makes it even tougher. Let's go. A name I have always liked, Deborah. And I hope you go by Deborah. I hope you go by Deborah, not Debbie. Don't you like Deborah?
Oh, I hate Debbie.
Thank you.
It. And I've got everybody trained now to call me Deborah or Deb.
Thank you, because it's
and
like...
And Deborah's spelled like the old-fashioned way, not the cutesy D-B-R-A word. It's the old-fashioned way.
The old D-E-B-O-R-A-H?
You got it.
And here's the other thing. Elizabeth. For goodness sakes, don't call yourself Beth or Liz.
Elizabeth is beautiful.
And Rebecca. Not Becky.
Oh, yeah.
Rebecca. So, Deborah.
Well, I'm Deborah.
Deborah.
Yeah, Deborah.
Deborah.
That's what my dad would say when he'd get mad at me. But, hey, I'm just calling about your wife and those leg cramps because I have those, too. And I know you heard all the different things whenever you brought that subject up. But did anybody mention tonic water without the gin?
Yes. No, they did. They did.
Okay. Well, that really does work. And if she has it before she goes to bed, like the quinine in it or something, really helps. Me, anyway, so I haven't tried that.
And we've been through all this, and what she did something, and whatever it was lately, seems to have worked, so...
What is she doing?
Not the bar of soap.
We don't talk, we don't talk, so I don't know what it was, but it wasn't the bar of soap, and it wasn't tonic water. How old are you, Deborah?
I'm going to be 65 in March, and I'm going to Vegas.
Favorite age.
Oh, is it pickle juice?
Frank, I've never seen the Grand Canyon or Vegas, so that's something about your topic. That's what I want to do when I'm 65. I've never done it.
Okay, well, one day we went on and we said, if you have a bucket list of the places that you have to go to or see before you die, those were two things on it. I said, everybody should see the ocean. Everybody should see Colorado, the mountains of Colorado. Everybody should see Las Vegas, and everybody should see the Grand Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
And this Grand Canyon, what's interesting is, there is no photograph, no picture, no depiction that can begin to convey to you what you're about to see when you get there. You're not going to believe it when you look down and you go,
I know.
You got to be kidding.
I bet that's true. When I see pictures, I think that the feeling you must have when you're really there.
Now, you won't be disappointed. And if you've never been to Vegas, I want a report when you come back.
Oh, okay. Hey, and tell me, where would you suggest we stay? Now, we're not big gamblers. We just want to people watch.
Okay, but I don't know your financial. I mean, I don't know how much money you want to stay at. $1,000
a
night place?
No, high end's fine. High end's fine.
Well,
what would you suggest?
My goodness, you got at least a dozen to 15.
Bellagio,
my goodness, the
new one is Aria, I think.
Rio, the Bellagio, the Mirage. The Luxor.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of all those. But what would you pick?
Well,
what's your personal favorite?
It's not, you can't go by that because I'm a gambler. So I go and stay because of comp points that I had built up. But I can't do that anymore because that was when Hollywood was Harrah's. It's not Harrah's. So I have no comp points in Vegas. If I had to just pick a place now and go, since it'd be coming out of my pocket, I think I'd like to try the Bellagio.
Yeah.
A Caesar's Palace, by the way, you cannot go wrong with Caesar's Palace.
I'll give you a report when I get back.
Please do.
Okay.
All right, Deborah.
Bye.
Thank you. She sounded 35 to me.
Yeah.
That's what happens. You listen here. It's like the fountain of youth. Patricia, it's Ladies Day. I love this. Hello, Patricia.
Hello.
Another great name that shouldn't be shortened to Pat or Patty.
I am AM in the PM.
Listen to that. Hallelujah. The floor is yours. The whole station is yours.
Bellagio, by all means.
All right.
No tonic. No tonic water. That helps cramps for a little bit in your wife's legs.
Mm-hmm.
I have the answer.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is BioFreeze.
What's that?
It's a spray. I get those leg cramps, and they're terrible. And now I spray them with BioFreeze, and voila.
I read an article that said leg cramps come from keeping your legs together too much.
Yeah.
And down.
Yeah,
down and together.
You got to put them up.
Yeah. These guys are great.
See, well, we're just telling the truth. We're just trying to share information.
Well, BioFreeze, you're going to have to search for it a little bit. I get it at my doctor's office. It's not inexpensive. It is simply magnificent.
You sound like Anne Margaret. And that's a compliment.
Well, and you sound like somebody I'd like to know very much. So.
Oh, whoa, hello.
Yeah, my marriage is not very solid. It's shaky.
Do you spray it on while the cramp is happening or just
Absolutely.
Every night?
Absolutely. I am very active. I work out quite a bit.
I bet you are.
And when I wake up with a cramp, I don't even hesitate. Right in my nightstand is my spray.
Well, if you're ever interested in waking up with a, if you're ever interested in waking up with a gramp like Grandpa, call me. Give me a call. It's been a pleasure, Patricia.
It was my pleasure.
Oh my goodness!
How old are you, Patricia?
How old are you? Come on.
Old enough to know better, guys.
That's good enough for me.
Yeah, all right.
Favorite age. Thank you, Patricia.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
We need to hire her,
man.
She should be on the
Some
radio.
Voice.
No, she should. I hear people, women, on the radio who don't belong there. She belongs there. I can get Scott in here, then we'll take a break. Hello, Scott. How are you?
Oh, well, after I get out of the cold shower, I'll be just fine.
I'm with you.
I am in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And hopefully the woman that's going out to Las Vegas for her birthday is still listening. One of the things we crossed off our bucket list a couple of years ago was to go to that glass skywalk that goes over the green.
I couldn't do that.
I couldn't do it either.
I'd have to, but I'd be terrified.
I don't think I could do it.
It's a little creepy at first.
Where is it exactly?
Well, if you drive south from Las Vegas there's the highway that goes down to Kingman, Arizona, and it's probably about halfway in between. It's not right outside of Las Vegas.
So you're standing on a clear plexiglass ledge out over the edge of the Grand Canyon.
You got it.
No.
Oh, crazy.
Don't they have that too at the Empire State Building or something? Or at Sears Tower, Willis Tower?
Oh, yeah, yeah, at the Willis Tower.
They put one up there where you could step out and look straight down.
Yep.
I'm telling you, man.
That one just goes out a couple feet. This one goes out, quite a ways out. Overlooking the Grand Canyon and... you fly an airplane, Frank.
I know, it's weird. I'm a pilot. I've flown. I've jumped out of a plane. I just, there's something about being up and looking down, and I don't have wings or a parachute. It's just, I don't know.
I couldn't get on my roof to clean my gutters or do anything like that.
I'm the same way. It's weird.
A word for guys like you.
No, I know the word. Maybe she's pretty adventurous, and I'm sure she's still listening. Maybe she'll give that a try.
I thought it's a fabulous experience.
What town is the ledge in? What town is that ledge in, that plexiglass thing? Do you know?
It's on a Indian reservation. Don't ask me to spell it or pronounce it, but if you just look up Glass Skywalk.
Yeah, in the Grand Canyon. She'll find it.
She'll find it.
All right, Scott. Good suggestion. Right. Thank you. Bye-bye. See, we're getting things you need to do and see before you die, things that you've never done that you think everybody else has done. And we could do this for a long time, but we have to take a break. It's a Schaefer break. That sounded like somebody's name.
Schaefer break?
Yeah, like Schaefer break. Like shake and bake. Schaefer break.
And I helped.
How do you know that? That's an old ad.
I think they ran it not too long ago. 10, 15 years.
Oh, hello to Sean at the Ellisville Schaefer Auto Body Center location. There's seven of them, by the way. The hardest one to find is up in Hazelwood. It's behind a Jack in the Box. But now that I've told you that, you'll be able to find it. North County. This is, a body shop. Seven body shops. That part I'll give you. And there are other body shops. But here's the deal with Schaefer. If I showed you, and I don't keep emails and folders on emails, but over the years, if I read to you or showed you all the emails I've gotten about Schaefer, there are, in every email, certain points that every single person's made. One, I never, never have had service like this from a body shop. Two, I've never seen work this perfect from a body shop. Three, I never imagine they'd go out of their way to take care of so many other things that weren't body work related, like helping me get the rental car, helping me get this to them, picking this up because it wasn't drivable, bringing it to me even though I could have gone to pick it up, but it wasn't convenient, so they brought it to me. Helping with paperwork, helping with my elderly parent who was freaked out after having an accident and putting them at such ease. Being on time and better than being on time. Told me to be ready in 4 days. It was ready in three. It was perfect. But I knew all along they'd never let it go until it was done perfectly. That's Schaefer. That's how you describe the work that Schaefer Auto Body Centers does. And if you have an accident and you need a body shop, if your insurance company doesn't suggest Schaefer, then you tell them that's where you want it to go. There's a good chance it'll be one of their top two or three recommendations, if not the top. If not, you need a new insurance company, probably. But tell them that's where it's going to go. It's your car, your call. It's going to Schaefer. It's going to go to Schaefer. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Well, I hope everyone has their window washer fluid filled up for the ride home. Here is Tim Weiland to fill you in where the problem spots are.
Yeah, you are going to need it because I'll tell you what, on the way over here, man, that slush is just slopping up there, and then it's going to refreeze. We've got some problems thanks to a KTRS listener. We've got an accident on southbound 255 south of Dupo. It looks like it's kind of between midway between Columbia and Dupo. A bit of a backup there. We're working with that accident on northbound 55 north of Lindbergh. Only the two left lanes were getting through. Eastbound 70, that's jamming up just a little bit east of Grand to the Edward Jones Dome. If you're going on westbound 364 from 270 through Bennington Place, look for slow traffic there. They have cleared the accident northbound 55 at Imperial Main. Outbound 55, you do have some slow stretches, Butler Hill through Merrimack Bottom, and then from 141 down through Imperial Main. It also looks like westbound 70, just a little bit off the pace now as you're going past the airport out through the Blanchet Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Office Max. If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. So stop by today and get right down to business. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
While other stations just did their usual programming, the Big 550 KTRS was on the scene with full team coverage of the worst winter storm to hit our area in 20 years. We will continue to get the latest from Ameren, the National Weather Service, MoDOT, and local officials as this dangerous weather emergency continues. The Big 550 KTRS is there when you need us. When you need us. Depend on it. When you need the same helpful advice you get from your neighbor, you need to visit your locally owned Ace Hardware store. Whether you need help with your paint project, everyday home repairs, advice on the best bird feed, or keeping your house warm this winter, now is the time to go to Ace. They have rock star parking, so you can get in and out without any hassle. They also carry those primo brands that you're looking for, from DeWalt to Craftsman to Clark & Kensington to Weber. So, remember, visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware store, where it is just like going to your neighbors.
Hi, Pat Lavery here at Ace Hardware in O'Fallon, Illinois at Southview Plaza. Please visit us at our store. Let us help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list, or visit us online at acehardware.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Hi folks, this is John Shea Mitzer Fixin'. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
Here's a great new way to go to your favorite restaurant and save money, too. You don't have to clip a coupon or know someone who works there either. It's called Save a Table, and here's how it works. Just go to saveatable.com, enter the zip code where you'd like to eat, the desired date, and number of people in your party. Save a Table will then display the restaurants in that zip code and a percentage off by going at that time. All you have to do is arrive at the restaurant 15 minutes ahead of your reserved time and show them the printout of your confirmation or on your phone. You and your party will be seated, and you'll save anywhere from 20 to 35%. It's that simple. Save a Table is a great way to reserve a table at some great local restaurants and save money at the same time. There are Save a Table restaurants in both Missouri and Illinois. Give it a try. Just go to saveatable.com and see for yourself. You'll save 20 to 35% at some great area restaurants. That's saveatable.com.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive, anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. And it is non-addictive, so therefore you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug, and people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone, 314-645-6840 to find out more, arcamidwest.com. But you've tried the others, now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com. 1985 called. They want their bathroom back. Sound familiar? Might be time for Right Bath. Right Bath's certified team of experts will use quality fixtures and finishes. No cover-ups. I repeat, no cover-ups. Right Bath will remove existing problems and fixtures and replace them with a new, timeless bathroom. For quality bathroom in just 5 days, visit RightBath.com or call Right Bath. 314-909-1820. Right Bath. Fast, affordable, forever, Right Bath.
Hey, St. Louis, are you tired of the appliance stores around town who state that they will match competitors' prices? Well, why should you do all the work for them? At Appliance Discounters, we price our appliances lower than any competitors right off the bat. This is Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters, and we have proven to our customers that we have the lowest price on Bosch appliances. Not only will you get the lowest price on the product, you'll also get the very best service and installation prices on your new Bosch appliance. So get over to Appliance Discounters and find out why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition.
The RVs roll into St. Louis Thursday through Sunday for the St. Louis RV Show. On display and for sale are hundreds of RVs, the latest and easy-to-tow campers, affordable trailers, and luxurious motorhomes. The St. Louis RV Show, Thursday through Sunday. Website at sdlrv.com.
Flip the B square.
Flip the B square. Flip the B square. Flip the B square.
Time to go, Hipperson, because it's Tuesday. DVDs are out. CDs are out. I know you want to know what he thinks about them, what he thinks is good or bad. In between, he's going to tell you after I remind you that he is brought to you by Auric. There are 7 of these Auric home care centers. And like me, when you go in, you're going to say to yourself, I had no idea that Auric had this and this and this and this. They're great home care products. You'll see when you go in, and I hope you do, and tell them your AM and the PM. We'd appreciate that. And now Auric is proud to present Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
How are you, Joe?
I am great, Frank. How are you, sir?
I'm having a good day today.
Excellent. Good for you, man. I'm thinking about taking back something that I've always boasted, bragged about on this show, and that would be my love for the cold weather. I think I've changed my mind.
Well, this would change it.
Because
the last couple of days would do it.
I know. I've always been a big advocate. Like, oh, yeah, I can't wait when it's hot. I do. I loathe when it's hot. I hate St. Louis in August. I would like to be anywhere else in the entire world. Except the equator, but I just, this is just too cold, man. It's so cold. And I don't mean to be gross, but
how cold is it?
Yeah. Oh, thank you. It's so cold. I got in my car this morning, and it takes about 10 hours for the heat to actually kick in.
No,
and
it does.
And I don't have a garage I can park the car in, so it's like the inside of the glass is as frozen as the outside. My nostrils froze. I swear to you,
No,
seriously. I was
don't
breathing
doubt
in.
That.
I breathed in through my nose. I'm like, oh, God, oh my gosh. I could feel things crystallizing. It was wrong.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not a big fan anymore. It is New Release Tuesday on the music end. Not much. Kid Ink. Sure you've been waiting for this one.
My favorite.
Yeah, Kid Ink has a brand new rap album. It's called My Own Lane. Yeah. Stephen Malkmus. I think that's how you pronounce his name.
What?
The guy spells it. It's M-A-L-K-M-U-S. Malkmus.
It sounds like a speech impediment.
Malkmus, yeah.
What's
Malkmus.
Your name?
Malkmus.
Yeah. Yes. Like a guy ate too much peanut butter. Oh, turn up the Malkmus. It's yeah. Just. He's the lead singer of the group Pavement. This is his side project.
Oh, that guy, Pavement.
Yeah, there
yes.
You go.
So, there you go.
Yeah, Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks. They have a new record called.
The Jicks.
Yeah, the Jicks. They have a record today called Wig Out at Jagbags.
Yes.
No idea what a jagbag is, and I've never been to Jagbags myself. Out on DVD.
The guy who tried to climb over a barbed wire fence. He got a jag bag.
That hurts.
It does.
All right, so out on DVD today, a few things to tickle your fancy. There's a movie starring Eric Bana. I have no idea where Eric Bana landed on the radar. I mean, remember this? Remember Eric Bana? He was in Troy with Brad Pitt.
I remember his brother, Star Spangle.
Oh my God.
Thanks, everybody.
So, yeah, Eric Bana played Nero in the 2009 Star Trek reboot, and since then he's just kind of been off the radar. He's got a straight-to-DVD movie called Closed Circuit. If you liked Enemy of the State, if you thought Eagle Eye was okay, then watch those. Avoid the straight-to-DVD Closed Circuit. It looks like everything that's already come out, because it is.
Hey, I saw real quickly 2 days ago a movie, this Jason Statham.
Oh, yeah, the British Bruce Willis, man.
I'm telling you, this is the guy I want to be. I've said this before, Redemption. If you ever get a chance to see it,
yeah.
Download Netflix it or whatever. It's a typical, his movies are all kind of, he's going to kick everybody's butt.
Oh, yeah.
But boy, this guy, this is the guy in my next life I want to be. I said this before. This is Jason Statham.
You know, he was a street peddler.
Bad guy.
He was a street peddler for a few years. He was also a male underwear model for a while until his friend, Guy Ritchie, said, hey, I'm doing this movie. It's my first film. It's a low-budget film in England because they're all English. And it's called Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. You just kind of look like the guy who could play this part. He said, well, I've never been in the movie before. He's like, just, I'll feed you the lines as they come out. He is the one, he's the only big star that came out of that movie. And ever since that movie came out, it was his first film ever. He's huge. He's the transporter. He's everywhere. He's in the Expendables movies. I mean, a lot of his things that you said, they're a dime a dozen.
But he's real good at being that guy who cleans house.
Yeah, he's like a, he's like the British equivalent of like a Bruce Willis, Clint Eastwood kind of mold. It's
James
really,
Bond,
really cool.
All rolled into one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. If you saw him walking down the hallway, you'd definitely avoid the guy. He doesn't have that look that he would surprise you if he beat you up. You would know he's about to beat you up.
Redemption is the name of it again. So,
all right, Redemption, Jason Statham, my pick for the British Bruce Willis. Archer, season 4 out today. The Following with Kevin Bacon, which is getting a pretty decent following, actually, in the ratings. Season 1 is available today.
It's a fantastic series.
Yeah, they're debuting a sneak into, I believe it's January 19th is when the new season hits. But if you want to get caught up, The Following, season 1 out today. Star Trek Enterprise, the one with Scott Bakula, season 3 is available.
I don't like that guy.
He's Scott Bakula? Oh, I love Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap!
Yeah, no, that was a great show.
That.
You never
see that. Oh, man.
Wait a minute. Okay, help me out then. If he didn't see Quantum Leap, then what the
heck?
Oh,
you like the show with him and Ray Romano and the
guy
middle age.
The car dealer, middle-aged man.
You like that show, didn't you?
Yeah.
He was in that.
Yeah, I like
Men of
okay,
a Certain Age.
Men of a Certain Age. I like him okay in that.
Yeah. It's just weird, the Quantum Leap. I mean, somebody says Scott Bakula, the very first thing I think of is Quantum
that
Leap.
Show. Yeah.
Outside of that, I don't know what the
was
heck
it
the
a series?
Did.
Was it a
series?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Okay. All right. And, so Star Trek Enterprise, there's Scott Bakula, the show that went nowhere, actually. Season 3 on Blu-ray today. House of Lies, season 2, is out today. You know, sometimes a movie's title tells you everything you need and want to know about the film. Wouldn't you agree?
Sure.
Yes. Yeah, every once in a while you see the name of a movie, you're like, I bet you I know what this is. Today, out on DVD, we have Big Ass Spider.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious. Big Ass Spider is about an exterminator and his Hispanic sidekick who get caught in an epic battle with a giant alien spider in downtown Los Angeles.
True story?
No, but it is exactly what you would expect in the world of Sharknado and things like that. Big Ass Spider is about a giant, huge, horribly done
Didn't
up.
Did we do that 60 years ago with The Fly and a couple other things? Big Bug took over. That's not nothing new.
But this is huge, though. These sci-fi cheap movies, man, they're everywhere. I mean, Sharknado proves it. Was it in the Sharktopus? In the other one, right? The Shark Octopus hybrid?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sharktopus. I'm not even making that up. I'm dead serious.
Sharktopushy.
To what? Okay.
That's James Bond.
Oh, okay. For the first time ever on Blu-ray today, here's a couple of films you might want to add to your collection. Tequila Sunrise, starring Mel Gibson, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Kurt Russell, out on Blu-ray, first time ever. Gorillas in the Mist, starring Sig Weave from 1988. Was it Sophie? Isn't it?
Come on. What's the movie?
Gorillas in the Mist.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Diane Sophie? I totally just butchered that. It was a true story.
Yeah, it was a true story.
Yeah, I mean, depressing as anything ending, but, you know, I mean, as far as, you know, Academy Award.
Diane Fossey.
Yeah.
Tequila Sunrise was, I can't remember if I saw that. What's the one about the drunken bird? Tequila Mockingbird.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The drunk bird flying around. Yeah.
Thank you.
Also out on Blu-ray for the first time ever today, Coal Miner's Daughter, starring Sissy Spacek in 1980. Also,
who does a dead-on Loretta Lynn. Holy cow, what a performance.
And featuring Tommy Lee Jones from 1980, where he looks about 50 years old. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious, man. Even in the pull-up stills for the movie, just to make sure I was right, the guy was born old.
No, he was.
He really was. He's the least attractive person ever to exist in Hollywood besides Steve Buscemi.
No, yeah, I was going to say, let's not forget Buscemi.
But the guy wears it well. He wears a leathered face really well.
No.
All right, The Killing Fields from 1984, also out on Blu-ray for the first time ever, and The Hurricane, one of the best Denzel Washington movies ever from 1999. He got nominated for an Academy Award, got robbed by Russell Crowe with the movie Gladiator for the best actor. He got it back, though, when he did Training Day, but The Hurricane, one of the best Denzel Washington movies you've never, ever seen. Thanks for Sharing is the name of a movie out today. It is a romantic comedy about sex addiction, starring Mark Ruffalo, Tim Robbins, Gwyneth Paltrow, and Pink. Do you see anything for this
what
movie?
What is this called?
No.
Thanks for Sharing. It's a romantic comedy about sex addiction. Now, Paul Harris checked it out. He saw it. absolutely hated it because it just really doesn't go into what you would expect it to go into, yet it tries to be really light and lofty about something that some consider to be a very serious affliction. And I just, I'm just not a fan of Gwyneth Paltrow, to be quite honest with you.
Me either.
Yeah, I mean, there's really nothing about her that screams sexy. And then there's Pink. No. And Pink's almost, I mean, she's a cute guy, you know.
My description of Gwyneth Paltrow is plain. She's just plain.
Yeah, ever since she wore that one kind of dumpy Oscar dress where, you know, the bosoms just kind of looked
Two words, fried eggs.
There you go. Yeah, her rack looked like fried eggs that had just been kind of like hanging on the window for a little bit too long.
on a nail.
Yeah, not a big fan. Also out today is Runner Runner, starring Ben Affleck and Justin Timberlake. Basically, this is Wall Street redone, only with the edge of it being about online poker. Just go get Wall Street. It's a much better movie. And Justin Timberlake, I'm sorry, in a supporting role, the guy can work. Outside of that, not so much. And last but not least, in my opinion, one of the worst remakes ever, and one of the worst Nicolas Cage performances ever came from a movie called The Wicker Man. There was an original. The original Wicker Man came out in 1973. It is out today on Blu-ray in a special edition for the very first time, starring the very creepy Christopher Lee. If you've only seen the Nicolas Cage version, do yourself a favor, grab a copy of the original 1973 Wicker Man. It is a little dated, but it's creepy as anything, especially towards the end, and it'll erase all the bad taste you've got from the Nicolas Cage version.
Now, you just mentioned movies that you can tell from the title what they're about. Here's one where I don't have a clue. Wicker Man. What the heck is that?
It's a very scary movie about this really crazy, whacked out group of chicks in this really small kind of, I think it's like a Pennsylvania town, real like a kind of like a cult kind of movie.
Right.
Oh, it's just, it's very dated, though. If it were 1973, you and I would be front and center to see this in the theater. Nowadays, not so much, but because they made a terrible remake of it, this one actually stands out being a little bit better. It's the opposite of Ocean's 11.
Okay.
That'll do it for me. I'll talk to you guys later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550 KTRS, hip on entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, guys.
We have a lot to choose from to accept or reject, courtesy of Joe Hipperson, and his appearance is courtesy of the Auric Home Stores. There are seven of them. We get some great home care products under the Auric name. Bill Cleveland is on the way. I don't think he'd mind, or his brother would mind, if I said that the rest of the family, that the Matheny's are real happy with this weather we've had. A little depressed, I'm sure, today as they hear about a little bit of a warm-up coming. They are, after all, in the heating and cooling business. They like when it's really hot and when it's really cold. And they like being able to pull you out of the crisis that you were in when your heat went out, or in the summer your cooling went out. They know exactly how to do it. You know, it's kind of like I always wondered, how does a restaurant know how much food to have? And what do they do if they overbought and it's left over? You ever go in a store, like a deli counter, and you see all the food in the deli section? You go, wow, what at the end of the day, people don't buy all that stuff. I wonder, like Matheny, how do they know? How do they prepare for this kind of? They do. They've done it for 71 years. They know how to get people taken care of. So whether it's an emergency or you just want a good, solid company to, on a regular basis, make sure your heating and cooling system does what it's supposed to do when it's supposed to do it, here's your name, Matheny. And here's the other thing you need to know. If you live in St. Louis or St. Charles County, they'd love to become your heating and cooling company. And that's it. You don't have to worry about what make, model, brand, age, size, commercial, residential. They'll take care of it, and they're well-trained on all of it. You need a new system? Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com.
Time to see how traffic's moving. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, it's kind of a mess out there in some spots. You've got northbound 55 just north of Lindbergh. Only the two left lanes are getting through. They are working to get that tractor trailer out of the way, so it'll probably be about another half hour, 45 minutes before that happens. Also, a new accident on westbound 70 just before Broadway. Two left lanes are blocked there. Eastbound 70 jamming up from about Grand to the Edward Jones Dome. You've got that accident on southbound 255. Only one lane getting through. It's south of Dupo, and you've got about a mile backup there. They've cleared the accident westbound 44 at Berry Road. Southbound 55 does have a pretty slow pocket between Highway 270 down through 141. And then it looks pretty good as you make your way down towards Highway M. And don't forget, Hanley Road is closed at Litzinger due to a water main break. This traffic report is brought to you by Office Max. If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. So stop by today and get right down to business. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tomorrow, the University of Georgia Bulldogs come to Mizzou Arena to take on Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers.
Ahead running is Brown in front of a pack, jams it. And Missouri emphatically extends the lead to 12 on the dunk by Jabari Brown.
Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 7.
EJ hits the three and Mizzou's up two.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are Mizzou.
For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a one-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by McLeod Cab. Your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or download the app STL Taxi. It's a free app, and it's a great way to get yourself a LaCleed Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, hey, Bill.
I'd like to begin this afternoon with a listener joke.
All right. Yeah.
All right. This comes from Annie. All right. Tell me what you think.
Okay.
Now, here's a fun weather science factoid. After the deep freeze, if it warms up to like 80 degrees, is that called a bipolar vortex?
And now give us the joke part.
Yeah.
Sorry, Annie, I liked it. There you go. That's why I only call my own stuff, I guess. Yeah. Well, a Seattle woman named Beautiful Existence, that's the woman's name, Beautiful Existence, consumed only Starbucks products during the entire year 2013. Ooh. She says her weight didn't change much, but she did wind up changing her name to Jittery Existence.
I guess.
And hey, Hillary Clinton's got a new look. Have you seen this? She has bangs now.
No.
Bangs, yeah. Almost unrecognizable. So much, in fact, Bill actually hit on her last night.
No, that did change her.
I read this earlier. It was warmer on Mars yesterday than in Detroit, Michigan.
Hmm.
Not only that, but Mars' real estate market's actually doing better than Detroit's, too.
Tough on Detroit.
That was also from Annie.
Oh, okay.
And finally, this afternoon.
Keep them coming, Annie.
I take the credit for that one. Well, it was pretty cold today.
How cold was it?
It was so cold today, Joe Biden attempted to fry an egg on the sidewalk.
Oh, I get it.
Now that's funny.
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by LaCleed Cab, the AM and PM Cab Company.